إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، then to continue with Sharh Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah. Then last time we had points number 129 to 132. So without going into the details, just to mention very briefly what the points were. Then point number 129 was with regard to the fact that whoever prays behind an imam and does not follow him, then there will be no prayer for him. And point 130, and commanding the good and forbidding the evil are to be done with the hand, the tongue and the heart, not with the sword. And within that, Shaykh Fawzan, Hafidhullah, he refuted the false five principles of the Mu'tazila. And one of the five points that they have is what they call ordering the good and forbidding the evil. What they mean by that is rebelling against the rulers with the use of the sword. So the Shaykh refuted that and the rest of their five fundamentals of the deviant sect, the Mu'tazila. Then we had point 131, and the blameless one from the Muslims is the one from whom nothing suspicious becomes apparent. And finally, point number 132, and every knowledge which the worshippers claim to be from ilmul batin, hidden, secret, inner knowledge, which is not found in the book and the sunnah, then it is innovation and misguidance. It is not to be acted upon, nor is it to be called to. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he follows that with the point number 133, as occurs here on page 181 of the second volume, point number 133, وَأَيُّ مَمْرَأَةٍ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِرَجُلٍ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ يُعَاقَبَانِ إِنَّا لَمِنْهَا شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِوَلِيٍّ وَشَاهِدَيْ عَدْلٍ وَصَدَاقٍ. He said, and whichever woman gives herself away in marriage to a man, then she will not be permissible for him. They are both to be punished if he has violated her, unless it is performed with a guardian, two just witnesses, and a dawah, a sadaq, a dawah. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, an nikah, marriage, will not be correct except with conditions. From them is al-wali, the guardian, the one who contracts the marriage for her. And he, the wali, he is a close relative from the close male relatives. From her close male relatives. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهدي عدل. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no marriage except with a guardian and with two just witnesses. In the footnote they mention, this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad and by Abu Dawood and at Tirmidhi and at Darimi and at Tahawi in Sharh Ma'ani al-Athar. And it's from a hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu. And this hadith was declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, having quoted the hadith, لا نكاح إلا بوليٍ وشاهدي عدل, there is no marriage except with a guardian and with two just witnesses. The Shaykh said, so it is not permissible for a woman to contract a marriage for herself, to contract her own marriage, and to marry herself off. Rather, it is essential that her guardian contracts it for her. So if she contracts it herself, if she carries it out herself, she gets herself married off, then her contracting it will be invalid. And this is the position of the Jumhur, the majority of the people of knowledge. Then he said, he mentions those who differ, he said, and with the Hanafis, it is permissible for a woman to marry herself off. So they do not make it a condition to have a wali, a guardian. However, this position is contrary to the proof and to that which the majority of the people of knowledge are upon. And because the woman is deficient, so she may become attached to a man who is not fitting for her and who is not suitable for her family, because she is a person of emotions and one who has a short-term outlook. And therefore, the affair is entrusted to the wali, to the guardian. And Allah the Majestic and Most High addressed the men concerning marriage. He the Most High said, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, Surah An-Nur, the 24th Surah, Ayah 32, with the explanation, and marry off the unmarried ones from amongst you. And the Shaykh is indicating there that the address is in masculine form, وَأَنْكِحُ, and addressed to the men. And you men, marry off the unmarried ones from amongst you. So the address, as the Shaykh said, the address is to the men. Marry off the men, you men, marry off those who are unmarried from amongst you. The Shaykh said this is an address to the men. So he commanded the men to marry off those who are unmarried, meaning those who do not have spouses, husbands or wives. He said, and the hadith, لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهدي عدل, a hadith that we had a short time ago, there is no marriage except with a guardian and with two just witnesses. And then Shaykh Fawzan quotes a further hadith. He said, and there occurs in a hadith, أيما امرأة نكحت بغير إذن وليها فَنِكَاحُهَا بَاطِلٌ بَاطِلٌ بَاطِلٌ. Whichever woman gets married without the permission of her guardian, then her marriage will be null and void, null and void, null and void. Three times. In the footnote, they mentioned this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad. And just to give some of the correct references, the references, the numbering is slightly askew, that Imam Ahmad reports it, volume 6, page 66, and Abu Dawood, with that reference, hadith 2083, at Tirmidhi, that's hadith 1102, at Darimi in volume 2, page 185, and at Tahawi in Sharh Ma'ani al-Athar, volume 3, page 7, from a hadith of Aisha, radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whichever woman gets married without the permission of her guardian, then her marriage is null and void, null and void, null and void. And all of these references, the hadith continues, the wording of the hadith continues with the wording, فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا فَالْمَهْرُ لَهَا بِمَا أَصَابَ مِنْهَا فَإِنْ تَشَاجَرُوا فَالسُّلْطَانُ وَلِيُّ مَنْ لَا وَلِيَّ لَهُ. And if he has relations with her, then the mahr, the dower, will be for her on account of what he obtained from her. And if they dispute, the people dispute, then the ruler is the guardian for one who has no guardian. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, having quoted the hadith, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it three times, that her marriage will be batilun, batilun, batil, null and void, null and void, null and void. He said, the wali, the guardian, will therefore be a strong preventing factor, guarding her from being cheated, tala'ub, guarding her from being cheated or played around with. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ, the Shaykh quotes a further hadith, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ, if there comes to you, the Shaykh said the address here is to the guardians, مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ, if there comes to you one whose practice of the religion and whose trustworthiness is pleasing to you, then marry them off to him. In a footnote, they mention a number of references. Amongst them, that's a hadith reported by Tirmidhi. And that Tirmidhi said the hadith is Hassan Gharib, has a single chain, and is Hassan. And likewise, Sheikh Al-Albani also declared it as being Hassan. He put it by Tirmidhi as hadith 1085, and being Hassan. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, and Allah forbade al-adl. Allah has forbidden al-adl, preventing the woman from marrying. And the Sheikh explained it. He said that the guardian prevents the girl under his guardianship from a suitable match whom she is pleased with. So he explains this adl, this prevention of a woman marrying under his care. He said, it is that the guardian prevents the girl under his guardianship from kuf, one who is a suitable match, radiyat bihi, whom she is pleased with. Then he said, and it is not sufficient merely that she is pleased with him. Rather, it must be the case that he is also a suitable match, kuf. So there must be two matters, that he is a suitable match and that she is pleased with him, she's satisfied with him. And al-kafa'a, being a suitable match, will not be known except to the men, the people of intellect. I mean, whether this man is a suitable match for this woman, it will only be known to the men, the people of intellect. The women will not know of it, those who are people of emotions and people whose nafus, people of weak souls or weak nature. He said, he's saying, وَأَيُّمَا امْرَأَةٍ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِرَجُلٍ, and whichever woman gives herself away to a man, and gives herself away for marriage to a man. Sheikh Fawzan said, hibatul mar'a, literally gifting herself, giving herself as a gift. A woman giving herself to a man. This was something khas, something specific to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, the Most High, said, وَمْرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً إِمْ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِيِّ إِنْ أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ أَنْ يَسْتَنْكِحَهَا خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah, ayah 50, with the explanation, and a believing woman, and the ayah in the context of those women who are permissible for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take in marriage, and amongst them, and a believing woman, if she gives herself to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Prophet wishes to take her in marriage, as a special privilege for you alone. The address to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a special privilege for you alone, to the exclusion of the believers. Sheikh Fawzan said, because the Messenger was a wali, he is a guardian for the nation, for the whole of this nation, the Ummah. And he said, he's saying, يُعَاقَبَانِ إِنَّالَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا. If this happens, a woman gives herself to a man, gifts herself in marriage to a man, يُعَاقَبَانِ إِنَّالَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا. Then the two of them are to be punished if he attains anything from her, if he violates her, or if he attains anything from her. The Shaykh said, so if she marries him without the permission of her guardian, her wali, then they are to be separated. And the two of them are to be punished for doing that. Because this contract will be fasid, null and void. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he brings a separate point. It's numbered here, it's point number 134. He said, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَطْعَنُ عَلَى أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَرَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ فَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ صَاحِبُ حَوَى وَصَاحِبُ قَوْلٍ سُوءٍ وَصَاحِبُ قَوْلِ سُوءٍ لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا فَقَدْ عَلِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الزَّلَلِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ فَلَمْ يَقُلْ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا وَقَوْلُهُ ذَرُوا أَصْحَابِي لَا تَقُولُوا فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا وَلَا تُحَدِّثْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ زَلَلِهِمْ وَلَا حَرْبِهِمْ وَلَا مَا غَابَ عَنْكَ عِلْمُهُ وَلَا تَسْمَعْهُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يُحَدِّثُ بِهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْلَمُ لَكَ قَلْبُكَ إِنْ سَمِئْتَ. Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, and if you see a man criticizing anyone from the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then know that he is a follower of desires and a person of evil speech, because of the saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when my companions are mentioned, then withhold. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew of any slips that they were going to make after his death. Yet still he did not say about them except good. And his saying, leave my companions, do not say about them anything except good. Or he said, do not say about them except something good. Do not discuss anything from their slips or their wars, nor that which you do not have knowledge of. And do not listen to it from anyone who speaks with it. For your heart will not be secure if you listen to it. Just briefly, with regard to the two hadith quoted by the Imam here, and they mention references for them in the footnotes here. Firstly, the saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it occurs here, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا. When my companions are mentioned, then withhold. They mention in the footnote, reported by Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, and Abu Nu'aym in Hilyatul Awliya, from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. And that Al-Hafidh al-Iraqi said, in his takhrij of the book Al-Ahya, reported by Tabarani from a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud with a hasan, a good chain of narration. And this hadith was declared sahih, authentic, by Shaykh al-Albani in As-Sahiha number 34. And with regard to the second hadith, ذَرُوا أَصْحَابِي لَا تَقُولُوا فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. Leave my companions, do not say about them except good. Then they mention in the footnote here that those who have done the footnote, they don't find it with this full exact wording here. However, the hadith occurs, reported by Imam Ahmad and An-Nasa'i in Al-Kubra and Al-Bazzar from a hadith of Anas, that the Prophet ﷺ said, Da'u li ashabi. With the same slightly different wording, Da'u li ashabi, with the same meaning. Leave for me my companions. And that Al-Haythami said, reported by Ahmad, and its narrators are those of the Sahih. And this hadith was also declared Sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani, Sahih in As-Sahiha, number 1923. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, in explanation, from the signs, the alamat, from the signs of the people of misguidance and the people of nifaq, hypocrisy, is that they make attacks upon the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they hate them. And whoever hates them, then he is a munafiq. He is a hypocrite. Outwardly displaying iman, but inwardly concealing kufr, disbelief. Because hubbahum iman wa bughdahum nifaq, as occurs in the hadith. Because love of them is iman, is true faith. And hatred of them is nifaq, is hypocrisy. Sheikh said, as occurs in the hadith. And in the footnote, they mentioned that the hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih. And the reference should be hadith number 17, and also hadith number 3784, and also reported by Muslim is hadith number 74, from a hadith of Anas, radiallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, حب الأنصار آية الإيمان وبغضهم آية النفاق. Love of the Ansar is the sign of true faith, and hatred of them is the sign of hypocrisy. Then they mention, and the two of them also reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Al-Bukhari reports it in his Sahih, and it should be hadith 3783, and Muslim, that's hadith number 75, from Al-Bara radiallahu anhu, who said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Al-Ansaru la yuhibbuhum illa mu'min, wa la yubghiduhum illa munafiq, faman ahabbahum ahabbahullah, wa man abghadahum abghadahullah. That the Ansar, no one will love them except a believer, and no one will hate them except for a hypocrite. So whoever loves them, then Allah will love him. And whoever hates them, then Allah will hate him. Sheikh Fawzan said, because they were the companions of Allah's Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoined with regard to them, he gave counsel with regard to them, that we behave well towards them. And he forbade abusing them. So they are the ones who aided Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they performed hijrah, they migrated along with him, and they aided him and supported him. Those who migrated along with him are the muhajirun, and those who supported and aided, they are the ansar. And one must love them, all of them, and speak in favorable terms about them, and take them as an example to follow. So the one who makes attacks upon them and belittles them, then this is a proof that he does not love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For if he loved the Messenger, he would love the companions. So no one hates them except one who hates the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever hates the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be a disbeliever, a kafir. The Sheikh said, he's saying, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ صَاحِبُ حَوَى وَصَاحِبُ قَوْلِ سُوءٍ. And you should know, continuing from the first part, if you see a man criticizing, attacking anyone from the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ صَاحِبُ حَوَى وَصَاحِبُ قَوْلِ سُوءٍ, then you should know that he is a person of desires and a person of evil saying. Sheikh Fawzan said, whoever abuses the companions is a person of desires
He follows his own desires. And he, the Most High, said, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th Surah, Ayah 50. With the explanation. And who is more astray than one who just follows his desires without guidance from Allah? Shaykh Fawzan said, and he will be sahibul bid'ah. He will be a person of innovation and a person of nifaq, a person of hypocrisy. So every evil will be in him. And he said, he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا When my companions are mentioned, then withhold. He said, what is obligatory is to remain silent regarding the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not to speak about them except with that which is good, and to speak in praise of them, and not to enter into their affairs. He's saying, فَقَدْ عَلِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الزَّلَلِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ فَلَمْ يَقُلْ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا He's saying, for indeed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم knew any slips that they were going to make after his death. Yet still he did not say about them anything except good. Shaykh Fawzan said, Al-Isma, security from making any mistakes with respect to the companions is when they are united in consensus. This Isma is being secure, rendered secure from making any slip. For the companions, this is the case when they are united upon something in consensus. So if they are united upon something in consensus, then their consensus is secure from error. And their being united in consensus is a decisive proof. And as for if they differ, then in this case, it is to be looked to whoever has the proof from them. Just like anyone else besides them. And if they differ about a matter, then it's to be looked which side has the proof. Just the same as with anyone else besides them. And then they are not rendered secure from error with respect to them as individuals. So some mistakes could occur from them. However, Allah forgave them. And he particularized them with companionship. So they had virtues which covered over any errors that came from some of them. And that is on account of a number of matters. Any slips that some of them may have made, that's covered over. The Shaykh said, on account of a number of affairs. Firstly, because he was a mujtahid, whoever that occurred from, he was a mujtahid, one striving to do what was correct. He did not intend to commit the mistake. Rather, he strove, but did not attain what was true. So therefore, he receives one reward, and his mistake is forgiven for him. And secondly, that they had such virtues that will cover over, and will drown out, cover over anything that came from some of them from mistakes. Because Allah was pleased with them. And he looked upon the people of Badr, he looked upon those who fought at Badr, and said, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ Do whatever you wish, for I have forgiven you. The hadith, as I mentioned in the footnote, being reported by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih, hadith 3007, and Imam Muslim, as hadith 2494, from a hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, Shaykh al-Fawzan continues giving further evidences, now giving some ayahs as proof for this, for their great virtues. He said, He the Perfect and Most High said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ Surah al-Fath, 48 surah, ayah 18. With the explanation, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pledge beneath the tree. And he said, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ Surah Tawbah, the 9th surah, ayah 117. With the explanation, Allah certainly guided the Prophet, the Muhajirin, and the Ansar to turn to him. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is general. So Allah guided them to turn to him, in general, to all of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muhajirin and the Ansar. So this is general. So Allah guided them to turn to him. And he, the Perfect and Most High, said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Surah Ali Imran, the 3rd surah, ayah 155, with the explanation, Those amongst you who fled when the two armies met on the day of Uhud, it was just Satan who caused them to slip on account of some sins they had earned. But Allah certainly pardoned them. Shaykh Fawzan said, So they are forgiven. So there is no way in which they can ever be attacked. And he quotes the passage, قَدْ عَلِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الزَّلَلِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew whatever slips they were going to make after his death. Shaykh Fawzan said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know the ghaib. He did not know the hidden and the unseen, except for that which Allah made him aware of. So the saying of the author, قَدْ عَلِمَ, he knew, meaning of that which Allah taught him from that, and that which he made him aware of. And therefore he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, فَإِنْهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيْرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا Therefore he said, whomever amongst you lives long, then he will see very great differing. The Shaykh said, meaning he caused him to be aware of that, caused him to know that. And therefore he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, فَإِنْهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيْرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي Whoever lives long amongst you, he will see great differing. So therefore you should adhere to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the rightly guided orthodox khulafa after me. The hadith, as I mentioned, is checking has already preceded a number of times. It's been reported by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah from a famous hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, radiallahu an, declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani. Shaykh al-Fawzan commented saying, So Allah informed him that differing was going to occur. So therefore he counseled them about what they should do when differing actually occurred. And this is how they were. This is what they did. He said, the companions, when they differed about anything, they referred it back to the book and the sunnah. And therefore they put an end to their differing. And they returned to the truth. فَلَمْ يَقُلْ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew whatever slips they would make after him. فَلَمْ يَقُلْ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا Yet still he did not say anything about them except good. Shaykh Fawzan said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke in praise of them. along with the fact that he made him aware of what was going to occur amongst them after him. Even though Allah made him aware of what was going to happen between them after he passed away, still the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke in praise of them. His saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daru ashabi la taqulu fihim illa khayra, leave my companions, do not say about them except what is good. Hadith that came before. Sheikh Fawzan said, daru, meaning utruku, leave my companions, leave off speaking against them, and do not say about them except what is good. And more authentic than that is the hadith, لا تسبوا أصحابي فوالذي نفسي بيدي لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه. Do not abuse my companions, for by the one in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to spend the like of Uhud in gold, it would not reach the hands full of one of them, nor even a half of it. The hadith, as I mentioned in the footnote being reported by Al-Bukhari, as hadith 3673, and Muslim, as hadith 2541, from a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu. Sheikh Fawzan said, So a small amount of action from individuals from amongst them was better than huge amounts of action from those who came after them because of their precedence upon Islam. He said, he's saying, وَلَا تُحَدِّثْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ زَلَلِهِمْ وَلَا حَرْبِهِمْ, and do not speak about anything from their slips, nor their wars. Sheikh Fawzan said, do not speak about what occurred between them, except to make excuse for them. And then Sheikh Fawzan finished this section by saying, وَلَا تَسْمَعْهُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يُحَدِّثُ بِهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْلَمُ لَكَ قَلْبُكَ إِنْ سَمِئْتَ. And do not hear it from anyone who speaks with it, for your heart will not be secure for you if you listen to it. Sheikh Fawzan said, do not listen to those who speak against the companions in gatherings, or in lessons, or in any arena where they speak against the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do not attend these gatherings, and do not continue to listen to it. Rather, cease from it, cut it off, and move away from it, so that nothing enters into your heart, so that you come to bear a grudge against the companions of Allah's Messenger, and come to hate them, and therefore be destroyed. والحمد لله وصلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Thank you.